And Star Wars fans are just going for it. The fandoms
Oh, I
are imploding.
bet they are. I
Why?
bet they are. Well, you
Well,
know how people are
I
stupid.
was talking to someone who was saying that there was a lot of Star Wars fans. I had no idea who Sasha Banks was, and then wrestling fans chiming in and be like, "Oh, you don't know?" And
Well, yeah, why would they? They don't listen to bandwagon nerds.
They should listen to Bandwagon Nerds.
You are
They
the
should
perfect
also.
intersection, Patrick. You need to just
Yes.
capitalize on this intersection.
This should definitely be a
Right.
big topic of your show on next week. But I mean, this is
I
also.
can't because Saturday is Batman Day
I
on
don't
DC. DC announced
care.
Batman
You
Day.
go for 2 hours. Who cares?
Oh, Phoenix! Hey, yo.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com?
Saturday's Batman Day.
Thechairshot.com is your home for
Who gives a
hard-hitting
fuck?
reviews,
Like
news,
we're not gonna
opinion,
fucking
and
talk about
analysis.
The Mandalorian. Like, really? Are you
Adam,
that fucking
why?
dense? Are
Because
you
you're
really that
smarter than the
dense?
average fan.
Of course I'm not. I am, but
Thechairshot.com.
not for that
Thank you.
reason.
Always use
Use your
your
Jesus
head.
Use your fucking
I'd
head.
actually like to take this
You're not.
opportunity to wish
Greg DeMarco Show.
Miranda talked during the
Best of all
opening. Everybody
future
else is.
endeavors.
I told you, off the rails. That's where the show is going this
You
week.
insulted my shows. You insulted me as a
No, I
host.
didn't.
Yeah,
I did insult you as a
this.
host. I did not insult the show.
Oh, like that's any better?
I've been doing it for 17 years. Yeah, better.
Yes, so little faith in me as a human. It hurts.
We did the entire show during the opening.
It's a shameful thing to bluster here.
So remember, always use your head.
This is my yard now.
Just kidding. My name's Greg DeMarco. You are listening to the Greg DeMarco Show. And I'm going to warn you, if you couldn't already tell by the opening of this program and what was going on there, this is going to be the most Greg DeMarco Show version of the Greg DeMarco Show ever. Like, I just guarantee you 100%. It's going to be fun. We're going to talk about some topics, but we're going off the rails this week because I don't know. I just got that feeling that that's what's going to happen. So get ready for it. Like I said, my name's Greg DeMarco. You can follow me all over your social media at ChairShotGreg. The Greg DeMarco Show is part of thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
You can follow that all over social media at Chair Shot Media. I usually prop up my keyboard, and now it's not propped up, and I lost the props. I found them. I'll do it when somebody else is talking. Anyway, at Chair Shot Media, go to thechairshot.com. Listen, we talked about bandwagon nerds, right? I didn't insult the show. I insulted the show's host, Patrick O'Dowd, but you can find that at thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Other non-wrestling content like A Winner Is You, our video game show, like Bandwagon Nerds already talked about. I'm not going to talk about it again, but I'll talk about it some more. Hey, I'm
Plug them
plugging your
again.
show.
Plug it.
I'm plugging your show and you're getting mad. What the hell's wrong with you?
I'm not mad that you're plugging my show. I'm mad that you think so little of me to think that I would not talk about the fucking new Mandalorian trailer because I made a joke about Batman Day.
Aw, Puddin.
That's right. I am insulted and hurt. Thanks, AJ.
Awesome! I came.
I was waiting for this one.
Dave?
Okay.
It's me,
I'll do it
Dave.
for you.
Some people actually think that the K in that soundbite is you, not Elmo.
Well, I mean,
it does sound.
Or Grover. It's
I can
actually Grover.
imitate the voice
So
pretty
you're
well.
Grover,
100%.
apparently.
I can do a
Yes.
solid Grover. It's fine.
You can do a solid Grover. Good job on that one. So, anyway, hey, we got dogs. Who let the dogs in? Is the big question in the Morales household. She muted herself and yelled at the dogs. It's great. I saw it. We could all tell. Patrick couldn't.
Yo,
Patrick couldn't. Patrick couldn't because
that's how we
he's group texting the bandwagon nerds crew telling them that I insulted him.
No,
And
actually,
looking
I'm
for
looking
something.
at the I gotta mark my calendar because there's new information about the PS5 and a big reveal tomorrow
Oh,
on a virtual
great.
con.
You're gonna have a 4-hour-long bandwagon nerds this week.
No, because
A
that is really
two-parter.
more winners you territory.
That's true.
So
That is
we'll let
true.
winners you we'll let DPP
Cross
handle that.
promote. Yeah, well, he'll beat you to it anyway because he records on Thursday night. So,
Right, he does.
Nice try, though.
Anyway, so I don't even remember where it was. Chairshot.com. Lots of wrestling-related content, non-wrestling-related content. Like Bandwagoner, it's like A Winner Is You, like Three Man Weave, whenever they do that show again. It's been a couple weeks, but they've been a little busy. There's lots of sports going on, too, so hopefully we get on that pretty soon, because it's a damn good show. And another show that I'm going to announce here a momentarily, but before I do that, I'm taking this thing off the rails, but I'm taking two people down with me. Person number one, you've heard them both, but he's been here since day one-ish. He is the Wrestling Realist. He is Patrick O'Dowd at WrestlingRealist. There's no I in wrestling, but there is one in Realist. There is one in Patrick. There's also one in Wrestling Realist on my rundown because of autocorrect, but not on the Twitter because there's not enough characters. Patrick O'Dowd, I'd welcome you, but you already welcomed yourself. Like, you walked in,
yeah,
you
opened the fridge. I barged through the door.
You did. You opened the fridge, you grabbed your own shit.
Overturned some furniture.
You did.
Stone Cold style.
You did, in Stone Cold style. The anti-hero. We're going to get there on that one on the show, hopefully. Maybe not. I don't know. Your rundown might be next week's rundown at this point. I have no idea.
That's right.
To be 100% honest with you. Also, on the other side of my computer screen, because we're socially distant, she is on Facebook and Instagram, but not on the Twitter, because she is the Twitterless heroine at the hashtag Miranda. There is an I in Miranda, because Instagram is not as restrictive as Twitter. It's the host of the hashtag Miranda Show, affectionately known as the hashtag Dave Show, Miranda Morales.
Damn straight.
I'm going to get the hashtag. I'm going to see how long I can keep referring to the hashtag Dave Show.
Didn't we come up with another name last week too?
I got to go back and listen.
There was another name.
I'm sorry.
But it wasn't as good as the hashtag Dave Show.
I don't need to go back and listen. I need to go back and watch, because the hashtag Miranda Show is available every week on the YouTube. And let me tell you, you want to see that.
You want to see that. Especially last week's episode. You definitely want to watch it.
I did my best.
Not just listen.
Did my best Miranda clap ever, and still not saying much.
It was the most. No, it's not there yet. It's still shaky dog, but it was one. Because you did it from your heart. Dave.
I did. I did it from my heart.
You did it from your heart. That's what happened.
I did.
And you could actually see one of the dogs that was barking earlier on the show. So you get to see which one? Who knows? You just
got
to watch.
I've got some content here to my right, your left, your right, because of the way video cameras work, for the commercial breaks during the hashtag Miranda Show. So that'll be fun. As you know, if you watch the hashtag Miranda Show, there's always such good shit that takes place during the commercial breaks because, well, we get bored. And why not? So that's kind of how it works. So we're going to have some fun today. I can tell you right now. But before we dig in to the things that I'm going to do to completely take this show off the rails, I have a tremendous announcement as part of this week's Chairshot Media Update. Some weeks we don't have an update. This week we have a tremendous show announcement. Many of you have probably heard of a show that was part of AfterBuzz TV called Women's Pro Wrestling Weekly, or Women's Wrestling Weekly, depending on which graphic they put out in the given week. Now, due to the small size of the studio at AfterBuzz TV, things have kind of been halted over there for the foreseeable future. And the folks at Women's Wrestling Weekly have rebranded a little bit. They are now Women's Wrestling Talk. And through the magic of relationship building, they're coming home, I guess, new home. They're moving in to thechairshot.com. And I am so excited to have this show as part of the Chairshot Radio Network and thechairshot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
The tagline reads, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Patrick, I'm pretty sure they stole that from us.
On the planet.
That's right. That came from us because we had it first. Hosted by TK Trinidad, Emily May, who you've seen at the Chair Shot before, and Sarah the Rebel. They're going to be bringing that show to our brand, kicking off later this week only, well, not only, but over at thechairshot.com. Check it out. And I'm so excited because this is a show that has established a tremendous reputation. They have amazing guests that have been a part of their program in the past, completely focused around women's wrestling. And it's just grown tremendously. And, I'll probably end up pulling the curtain back more about how it came about during the hashtag Miranda show, because we go off the rails even more on that show. But when the opportunity came up this weekend, I was super excited about it and jumped at the chance. And a 40-minute phone call later, everything was in place. I say everything. We're still working out the logistics. That'll probably take place over the next 2 days. But we're diving in head first, and all in the name of bringing a quality show in women's wrestling talk to the Chair Shot Radio Network. We've grown tremendously on our non-wrestling content, but we've also grown in the wrestling content. And this is one that I am super proud to call a part of the Chair Shot and the Chair Shot Radio Network. So be on the lookout for Emily, for TK, and for Sarah. Women's wrestling talk at thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
All right. So first way that I want to take this show off the rails today, I want to tell you guys a story. Story time with Greg DeMarco. Now, this is the kind of story that I would normally have texted both of you about this today, but I saved it. Hashtag save it for the podcast. First of all, work has been insanely busy. And so there's some of that involved, less texting during the day when work is insanely busy. But something happened at work that is just such a fun story that I want to tell. So you guys know, and by saying such a fun story, I probably alleviated some of the fear that the beginning of the story is going to bring out. So a little less than 2 years ago, I worked for a company that was based online. And of course, that company decided one day, hey, we're done. Everybody out. No more company, no more job, no severance, no more benefits, no anything. So left and was really fortunate to get on board with a tremendous organization and hit the ground running there. Became a manager after a few months, which was, you know, I don't know if that's a knock on them or in my favor. I don't know, but they did it, so I'm taking it. But and of course, back in March, COVID takes off. We're still, you know, we're recording this on September 15th. It's a Tuesday, week 479 of COVID-19, because last week was 478. I don't know if last week was 478. I don't remember what I said last week, but we had to go home, right? We had to start working from home, and it was 2 weeks, and it was 4 weeks, and it kept getting extended and extended and extended. And about a month or so ago, it got extended through February 1st. And then the announcement came down that they were going to close the office. Not close the office like shut it down like they did at the last place that I worked, but close the office because the lease was up and there just wasn't a point to renewing that lease and paying for it when we were doing well having everybody work from home. So we continued to work from home. We had to go get our stuff if we still had stuff there and all of that. So what they did was, if you think about corporate real estate right now, nobody's buying office stuff. Like no businesses are looking to buy office supplies because no one's working in their offices by and large. So they said, hey, we're going to give all this stuff away through a lottery system. So you can enter the lottery. If you win it, you know, it's yours and we're going to give all these things away to everybody. So you got to enter the lottery. And I was like, you know what? I don't really need anything. So I'm not going to enter a lottery for any of the stuff in the office. And yesterday, Monday, was the last day you could enter. And I went on and I looked to see like what some of the stuff was and you know, who all had entered or whatever. And I was like, man, not that many people have entered to win the refrigerator from the break room. So I was like, I'm just going to throw my name on there, right? So I throw my name on there and I get an email this morning. Congratulations, you won the refrigerator. Now, this is a refrigerator determined or basically used for in the break room for an entire office of 60 or 70 people. This is like a multi-$1,000 double door digital screen refrigerator that is now apparently mine. So the best part is that you have to go get it yourself and you have to do it this week and either Wednesday or Friday. And Friday, my boss is on vacation and my counterpart's on vacation. So I can't be gone for multiple hours on Friday. So tomorrow I have to go get a U-Haul and an appliance light because you can't bring anybody with you because it's COVID. Go get a refrigerator and bring it home tomorrow. But it's worth it. So yeah, I 24 hours after, not even 24 hours, the deadline was like 6 p.m. I think I entered right before the end of the workday and found out this morning that I won. Yeah, I won a big ass.
That just tells me they took the last person who signed up.
Maybe. That's fine. I'm down.
I mean, path of least resistance.
That's true.
Greg DeMarco, winner, winner, chicken dinner.
But, I mean, I don't know. Is it a, you mentioned, I mean, it's a pretty pretty big refrigerator, mm-hmm. probably very costly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, anybody else who wanted was it pretty good shape? Like, yeah, new?
It's in good shape. I don't know how new it is. It was there when I started working there. So it's got to be at least a couple years old. But, I mean, it worked well. It was, you know, we rotated who had to clean it and all that stuff because we took care of the office. There was no damage to it or anything like that. I saw it just a couple, 2 weeks ago when we had to go get the rest of our stuff. No issues with it. So, yeah.
Ended up. And it's going to fit?
It'll fit, I hope. Yeah, it'll fit. I'm looking straight at it now. It'll fit. There's space on either side.
Craig, losing a cabinet somewhere. Just
I know, right? I got, a double door fridge now, and there's space on either side of it. So,
Do the little DeMarcos get their own refrigerator now?
Well, that's the funny part. So, we already have two. We have one in the garage.
Jesus Christ, man.
So now I'm going to have to.
That's a 1% attitude. Now I have a third refrigerator.
Well, I'll probably get rid of one of them.
And we wonder why this country has an entitlement problem.
Right? it was literally given to me. It's going to cost me about $120. I have to get a U-Haul and the mileage and everything. But it's $120 for a fridge that costs over $3,000. So I'm going to take that and be.
Sure, it's a bargain.
Yeah, it's a bargain. I'm lucky. I'm fortunate.
Do you need it? Like, what are you going to store in there?
Food, Patrick. Food.
Bodies? Like, you going to murder people?
I don't know. Maybe if people don't get me their show files in time, maybe I'll have to.
I don't know. Like, not no. You're like, oh, well, you know.
I'm 100% Italian. We have a history.
I mean, and a body unfortunately, Greg, if that's the case, I mean, I'll be short a co-host, but I just bought, a soundboard and some materials to learn how to do this on my own. So it could be a wash.
Those things are free.
Or I'm sorry, I downloaded it for free.
Because I'm using them right now. So that's how I know.
I was like, now here's the thing though, given my track record, and it took me a good 3 months plus to actually download the stuff. You still got about another 4 months to 5 months before I actually start recording and editing my own.
The whole reason I didn't enter the drawings originally was because I didn't want to be like, hey, honey, we just want a table. Like, we don't need a table, And the lovely and talented Mrs. Dark would be like, where are we going to put that? We want another couch.
It should be on eBay. That's where you put that.
But the refrigerator, she was plenty happy about the refrigerator. So,
by the way, Miranda, I like that you did a on that. It'd be on eBay thing. I appreciate that. Probably,
so. Funny thing is, now I'm going to have three refrigerators, like I said, and I've already got an offer on one of them. Somebody at CrossFit was like, I'll buy one of your fridges off of you because I need one. So, yeah, guy was like, I just moved and I don't have a fridge. So
you could be back down to a two-fridge family?
Could be back down to a two-fridge family, yes. One in the kitchen.
The trials and tribulations of the Greg DeMarco. Thank you so much for sharing that. Wow. So. Really enlightening.
I mean, I got two things this week too. I got 2 weeks of unpaid vacation.
2 weeks vacation, but you don't know when yet.
Unpaid, so. It's not unpaid. Vacation.
Hey man,
nah. But I mean, on the bright side, we get to plan that business.
Yes, so you'll be good. Yeah. So free refrigerator coming my way. So extremely excited about that. So
hey, by the way, you mentioned new shows on thechairshot.com.
Yes.
When's that new Triple H show happening?
That's a good one. I don't know.
I was really excited about that Triple H show, man.
We'll still do it. We'll still make it happen. We will definitely have to make that happen at some point. It's time, man. Life goes crazy, right?
That's crazy when you have three refrigerators.
You got time for an extra fridge.
I don't have time for an extra fridge. That's the problem, but I got to make time. So I'm already super busy. I can't even find, I had the music for the Triple H thing, and I don't know if I deleted it already, because remember I had the Time to Play the Game soundbite, and I don't know.
He gave up on the show already, Miranda. See that? See what happened?
Yeah, no, it was the soundbite I used to announce it.
I have to have another Adam Cole soundbite, I don't have room for it, so I have to just delete. Let me just delete it. Time to play the
game! See, I still have it.
Time to play the game!
What are you doing?
Delete.
Why is that a delete thing?
Because we were accusing you of deleting Time to Play the Game because you couldn't find it. Oh. Like, it's pretty simple. Like, we were throwing accusations at you. Like, this isn't hard.
Well, that's true. Well, I should be.
Or you're saying, like, why does that hand signal mean delete?
No, why were you doing that? I know why the hand signal means delete. I just didn't know why.
Matt Hardy said so. Like. Well. After getting concussed?
I say we should know better than to listen to Matt Hardy.
Fuck you, Pat!
Such a good soundbite.
Oh, I don't know. Anytime, anything with Adam Cole, that is a good soundbite. But
and it's his fucking bed. So.
On my board,
the stars aligned.
On my board,
just came together.
On my board, it says "fuck you, Pat," and then in parentheses, Rick. So it's "fuck you, Pat."
I'm sure.
Fuck you, Pat.
Trick.
Fuck you, Pat.
Trick.
Good for you. Do you have like a special like insult O'Dowd file of sound bites? Like, do you have like its own folder?
But I could.
I feel like you should.
I should.
I mean, you've got enough two? At this point.
Awesome!
I came to fuck you, Pat.
I mean, like Miranda's got the buzzer and the buzzer. Like, that's like it.
I got buzzers.
And it's actually not even so much of a buzzer. That's a horn. That's a buzzer.
That's a buzzer. Yeah, the
other
one's a horn.
You know. Remember when we first, you were so excited when we first got that horn. Well, I'm talking about Patrick right now. Miranda was not so excited when we first got the horn. Yeah. But
Patrick I love the horn. I think it's hilarious.
We got lots of these buzzers, actually, now that I think about it. So that's the game show.
That's for when you do those stupid-ass quiz shows that piss me off every time.
Oh, coming next week to the Greg DeMarco show. The wrestling game show.
I have to work late. I can't make it.
Don't do it like that, baby.
Here, because I know Christopher Platt's going to listen. Here you go, Christopher Platt.
America, fuck yeah!
By the way, head on over to ProWrestlingTees.com and get your Platt Blaz t-shirt. You know what? There's a lot of stuff over at ProWrestlingTees.com / a chair shot, but I'm not the guy to tell you about it. Miranda Morales is the woman to tell you about it. So Miranda, take it away.
Yes, those are hashtag facts. And another hashtag fact is you can go to ProWrestlingTees.com/thechairshot to get your very own chair shot t-shirt. All of the t-shirts that are available, support thechairshot.com. Lots of the podcasts have their very own t-shirts, including Bad Wagon Nerds, A Winner Is You, Andrew Blaz, Platt Blaz 2020. Of course, Everyone Hates Greg, because isn't that another hashtag fact? That's literally a fact. And also the hashtag Save Tag Team Wrestling, the unofficial official t-shirt of Patrick O'Dowd. And of course, my t-shirt, The Queen of Soft Style, are available. But if you just want to rep the chair shot in general, of course, there's lots of chair shot shirts you can choose from, including the OG logo, chair shot worldwide, and multiple Always Use Your Head t-shirts. There are lots of different colors and styles you can choose from, including soft style, because we take care of you just like that. All t-shirts start at $19.99, and then depending on, you know, what you want to order, they go up just a little bit. But again, a few extra dollars to treat yourself, you deserve it, because here's and we're going to be stuck here for, I guess, another 40 years. And not all of us get cool fridges like Greg. So if you can't afford to get yourself a new fridge, you could probably get a t-shirt from thechairshot.com or supporting thechairshot.com at prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Again, prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot to get your very own t-shirt today.
I love that we've morphed it now that Greg bought the refrigerator.
I know, right? Like, did you get that?
If you couldn't afford a new refrigerator, you might be able to afford a t-shirt.
Right?
That was great.
Like, I afford a new refrigerator.
All of us can get one, like, gifted to us. How many?
If you can't afford a free refrigerator, you can spend $25 on a soft style t-shirt, kids.
Still a
but you could.
Promotional really? Consideration paid for by the following.
Hey, like, folks, PT Tony here. Thanks for a new partnership with Angry Lemonade. You can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
That's over 150 of your favorite promotions found exclusively at powerslam.tv. So go to powerslam.tv and you'll get a free week. But if you use the promo code CHAIRSHOT, you will get a free month. Now, a month is only $6, but why not try it out and see if you like it first and do it on us. Go to powerslam.tv, promo code CHAIRSHOT, get your free month. Again, that's powerslam.tv, promo code CHAIRSHOT.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
All right, let's bring this thing back on the rest. No, let's not bring this thing back on the rest. Patrick O'Dowd, the subtitle of this week's edition of Bandwagon Nerds was "The Chicago Bears Make Patrick Sad."
Well, because during the show, the Chicago Bears were definitely making Patrick
sad. But then they didn't.
But even that joy got stolen from me. Did I tell you this?
No.
That
we saved it all for the podcast.
So, yeah. So, talked a little football on Bandwagon Nerds. Got, you know, the two Packer fans rubbing in how shitty the Bears are. We're losing 23-6 to the Lions Sunday afternoon. I have recorded the game because it was the one week because of Sunday ticket being free on DirecTV. It's like the one chance I can watch, like, Bears not on a Thursday or Sunday night. So getting ready to settle in to watch the what in my mind was the sadness unfold when I get a DM from my co-host Dave. The Bears pulled it out.
Wait, who's your co-host?
David Ungar.
Dave, it's me, Dave.
Your Dave doesn't sound that cool. Look, I love Dave.
Wouldn't do that.
And your Dave sounds cool on microphone, but it doesn't sound Batista cool.
Dave,
it's not.
Dave,
no.
That's also because your Dave, your Dave also swallows the microphone. Your Dave's like,
now we're going to talk about the Chicago Bears.
Dave, it's me, Dave.
You guys are laughing because you can see me doing it on video.
So then we're going to go off the rails and talk about how Patrick's football team pulled out the win. My football team sucks and will forever suck, but Patrick's football team pulled out the victory. I told you we're going off the rails.
His team also won, but yeah. I so I actually
and looked pretty
about
good.
It. What
his team looked pretty good too.
Yeah, it was kind of scary, but yeah. So that was the reasoning behind the tweet that Attitude Ag stole my joy on Sunday because I didn't even get to watch the one time that Mitch Trubisky looks like a decent quarterback, and that's always in the fourth quarter against the Detroit Lions.
Then next he stole. Then he stole your joy of your show getting uploaded on Monday.
He also did that too. And, well, but you went to bed early.
But I told him I was going to bed early. I literally said, I'm going to bed early. I'll be up until this time.
He was really busy posting a three-dimensional photo of whatever he made for dinner that night on Facebook. It takes a really long time. He's an old guy. Like, he barely functions the technology. I don't.
And he said, you'll have it. He goes, you'll have it within the hour. Perfect. An hour later, my ass was asleep. And an hour and a half later, the file came through. So
and the rest of you fell asleep after your ass fell asleep.
Gotcha. Yes, that's the order. That's the order of operations. It's PEMDASH or whatever it is. What's the math order of PEM something?
I don't know. I was an English major.
Yeah. Don't know.
So yeah, my Bears are. Don't worry, they suck. They're gonna lose to the Giants next week and just.
No, they're not, dude. The offensive line.
That's the thing is, they don't beat teams that they should like. The teams that you're like, that's the matchup they should win. Nope, Saquon Barkley, watch, he'll run for 200 yards.
The Giants.
Oh yeah, they're terrible.
Bad.
I watched them play.
They
it
are
was
so
gross.
Bad. That you
gross.
And obviously, you know the answer to this question, but the team with the worst record over the past 3 years in the NFL. Not the Cleveland Browns, who, by the way, during that time period went 0-16. No, it's the New York Football Giants, who have the worst record over the past 3 years. Probably going to be the number one pick this year. Can't even take Trevor Lawrence, although if they were smart, they would.
Hashtag tank for Trevor.
Fuck. Like, seriously. Tank for Trevor. The sad thing is they're not tanking on purpose. Obviously, the Jaguars aren't tanking for Trevor like everybody thought they would because Gardner Minshew don't know how to tank. So... Yeah,
dude,
man.
Can I just tell you the last thing on the Giants?
Yes.
Since we're not talking about wrestling today.
We will.
Yeah. That 19-play drive that ended with an interception at the goal line was like the saddest, most soul-crushing thing. I felt so bad for every Giant fan out there, because that's like you are looking competent. You are marching down the field, and I don't even know. Like, I know he was under duress. What's the quarterback's name? Something crap.
Daniel shit Danny sandwich. Dimes. Daniel Jones.
Yeah, Daniel Jones. Might as well go just be Keith.
Keith Jones
gets chased down and throws it out of desperation and fear. Watch out for Keith.
Indeed.
Oh, I felt so bad because I was like, that's the end right there. That's the end.
It was
horrible. The Steelers ran away from there.
Silver lining in Arizona. Cards won.
Yes, they did.
It was a good way to start the season. Go Cards.
Yes, they won.
Beating San Francisco.
They looked competent. Basically, the first half was the Cardinals preseason because they didn't have one. And
that's true.
And then, you know, the Houston Texans.
Arizona traded. Defense, though. That defense helped out a lot.
It did.
So that's the only silver lining I had this week.
I loved that after the Houston game on Thursday, DeAndre Hopkins tweeted, blessed.
Well, he did he quote tweeted a bunch of stuff about the Texans game. He had, you know, the most targets he's ever had in his career on Sunday. It was fantastic.
Right. It was good for him.
Yeah, and you know, I do hope a lot of people are predicting that all four teams from the NFC West will make the playoffs, and I'd love to see it. I'd love to see it happen. The Rams looked okay against the Cowboys, and the Seahawks, you know, were able to handle their business against the Falcons, and they're just, everybody was going strong. So we'll see what happens in the old NFC. Of course, the 49ers lost because they played the Cardinals. So, but they'll be all right. They'll be okay in the long run. They have that Super Bowl hangover. So it's
going
to be tough. Holy it's been 32 minutes since I pressed the record button on this show. Jeez.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You said it was off the rails.
Yeah,
it is. Followed you off the rails.
Holy
you led this charge, sir.
I don't even know if I should dig into the topic. Like, I think that would be bad decision on my part, because I don't think we'd either run way long, which I don't want to do, or we just wouldn't do it justice. I've been waiting to talk about this for weeks, and I screw it up. So that's, par for the course. But
welcome to 2020.
Yes. Good job, Greg. Good job, Greg DeMarco.
Best laid plan. Hey,
idiot,
best laid plan.
Nah, fuck him.
Hell in a handbasket.
So if that's where we're going, so Sasha Banks in The Mandalorian, right? That's where we're
going to do that? Sasha Banks in The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
That's good shit right there. You might as well, right?
She's looking great, man. I already love the memes out there.
She stood in an alley. Like, that's what's funny is people were freaking out. She stood in an alley. That's all you saw of her.
Like, she might have been outside the Amway Center for all we know. But, like, seriously.
Right. Could have just digitally put her in the trailer.
I was going to say, I don't think the Amway Center has as much dirt as you know,
have you been
wherever
there?
She was.
You don't know.
I doubt it. Doesn't look like a desert.
It doesn't. It's Florida. It's not a desert. I don't know. You know the most depressing place in the world, by the way? Yuma, Arizona. Holy shit. I went, and I'm sorry, Miranda, knowing that you grew up there. My goodness. Like, and maybe it wasn't like that when you grew up there. I don't know. But like, dude, half the buildings were vacant. I mean, it was just, it's not a good
scene. Why do you think Cain Velasquez was the prime fighter was? Because that was all there was to do in Yuma, really. Either get drunk or fight. Or both.
Or have babies. Like, holy crap.
Or
like,
have babies, yes.
I don't know if you, like, I have to see this place, because, like, Gary, Indiana.
You don't want to. Google it. Just don't go there. Like, I had to go there for one night.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like we all feel like we have that place out there. Like, but, like, for me in the Midwest, it was Gary, Indiana.
Like, I look at Yuma, and I'm like, no wonder Miranda loves Tucson, because she grew up in Yuma.
Like if you Google image where dreams go to die, you're saying Yuma is what pops up?
I'm sure in the top five you have both Yuma, Arizona, and Gary, Indiana.
No, it's not that bad. It's not like Gila Bend, you know, and people live there. Oh, yeah. People actually, like, live in that area.
They sure
I'm
do.
Just saying, I think you have
people
a very
people actually live in Arizona. You fucking live in a desert. I don't get it.
Yeah, no, we do. You look, this is the thing, Patrick, is that people who live in Phoenix believe the entire state revolves around it. And there's justification, you know, it's
well, it I mean, that's like capital, that's Illinois, Chicago.
Capital city.
Yeah, exactly. The entire city does so that. every other place in Arizona is terrible. Unless like, oh, I'm going to go out to the mountains for like a fun little vacation. But that's the only justification of getting out of Phoenix. And really people go north. Nobody likes to go south. So
there are lots
of great places to visit. Not on fire.
But we're getting the smoke from it. So
yeah. There was some Apocalypse Now type of moments where the sun was red.
So did you had that orange sky?
It's creeping
going
over. Oh, yeah. Driving home today, I was like, holy crap. Like, it's gotten real bad. Like, we need some rain. I don't know if you know, but we don't really get that here. So it's been,
right.
It has not been such good shit.
This is such good shit.
Hold on, real quick though, speaking, I can literally tie these two subjects together. Oh, you didn't even know I could.
Oh,
so
boy.
The dunes outside of Yuma were actually part of the original filming of Star Wars. I don't remember which Star Wars film, but the film that they had a lot of the scenes out, like in those sand dunes.
Patrick, which one had dunes in it?
Well, see, that's a problem because there's three.
Which one of the original three had dunes in them?
Oh, the original one? That's A New Hope.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, A New Hope.
A New Hope was filmed mostly in Tunisia, but I'm also
in Yuma, Arizona.
And yeah, no, literally.
Right, but I mean, you always have to do reshoots. You can't do everything on location, so that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay, sorry, Miranda. Please continue telling us about Star Wars being filmed in Yuma, Arizona.
No, I'm just saying. I just tied those two things. We literally went left and right, and I tried
right
to
bring through it. She just plowed right through Lana.
Wait, isn't
Lana's on the verge of being fired now, right? Isn't
no, just buried.
Internet's saying?
Just buried, not fired. I mean, she did get put through a table. Like, I'm sorry. You know I'm a hater of the internet, but there might be some truth to that one. Just saying.
right.
I don't know. There's something fucky about this.
Yeah, that's It's like Miro said she'll probably get punished for it, and that pretty much guaranteed she was going to get punished for it. Like,
she'd get punished for it.
Had he not said anything, maybe she wouldn't have been put through a table. But kind of ironic
Can we talk about how warped that logic is? Like, being married to that person then results in you getting punished for what they did. Like,
do you think it's that warped?
I'm asking that question as like. Of the business.
It's a warped business. That's the problem with it. It's a warped business.
What does that prove other than we're going to hold Lana hostage? Like, what are you going to do here, WWE?
I mean, here's the thing. It's like more publicity than Lana's gotten in months. So that's, you know, she's more over now than she was touting around with Natalya doing who I don't even know what. But yeah.
Instagram photos.
Right. Okay. Here's my question, though. And this is, you know, again, unpopular internet opinion, whatever. Can we stop signing with another company after leaving WWE and then cutting the anti-Vince McMahon promo? Like, that shit's getting old. Like, I'm looking at you, Miro, Brian Myers.
People aren't tired of it. People are salivating at the idea.
You don't think so?
No.
I've seen a lot of negative reaction to it.
Yeah, I think it's tired. Especially in AEW, because everybody who showed up at AEW has done this. I don't even watch the fucking show, and I know that everybody's done this.
They have.
Like, that's what's because it's all it does create this like buzz. But you got to think about it. Since this has started, Cody's done something like that. You know, not Ambrose. Sorry, I almost said DJ.
Moxley's
done it. Jericho's done it in his own roundabout sort of way.
Dean Ambrose.
He'll always be Dean Ambrose to me.
Of course he will.
Luke Harper's done it.
He's like, always going to be Dean Ambrose. Have you watched him? He's still Dean Ambrose. He's just Dean Ambrose with worse booking.
You can't do that, though. Like, you chastised me last week.
Dean Ambrose.
Well, hold on. So I think it's a little bit more specific. Recently, because we've had exoduses both to AEW and Impact.
It was tired at Impact.
Yeah.
No, you're right. Like,
Brian Myers looks like a freaking hack.
As much on Impact lately. I feel like it has been implied, but it hasn't been as direct.
No, but you still had implication. I mean, Heath was not you know, implied with it. He was overt with it.
Oh, yeah. No,
Brian Myers overt with it. Eric Young, a little bit different, but he's really an Impact guy, not a WWE guy. But Brody Lee's freaking character is supposed to be the Vince McMahon knockoff, which he doesn't even want to do. He said in interviews, but he still does it. I mean, they did the whole Twitch thing and made the Dark Order stop their Twitch stream. Like, it's just Bush League.
Right.
And especially for
Rusev. No, Greg, it's edgy.
But Rusev should be better than that. He's not, but he should be.
Right.
Because he's jaded because they didn't pick him. But they could have picked anybody, and they just didn't pick Rusev. And look, you know I love Rusev, right? Mm-hmm. Like you know. Who is Miranda yelling at?
The dogs.
My dog. I'm literally asking if she's going to fight me because it's a tit for tat.
Why are you muting that? That's good content.
Because that's just how we do it in this house. Literally, it's loud. It's loud.
I know how loud your voice is. And I think it'd still be funny. But Rusev should be better than this. Like, he just should be. He's not, and he should be, and it's painful.
Rusev was Miro. Miro ain't. That, I don't know. I just like whole getup. I don't know. I just feel like, what the fuck is he wearing? What the fuck?
I don't know, but it costs like $8,000. I love Colt Cabana's Instagram
post. Were people as critical of Miro's look as they were of Keith Lee's new look?
Ooh.
Yes, but for different reasons.
No, I was going to say, I think people were more, I feel like there was just more backlash.
People were pissed about Keith Lee's reveal.
I was going to say, I think Miro's is like, oh, that looks stupid. And people with Keith Lee is, oh, the company's doing this to
of course that's what they said. So
the intention, I think, is very different. And that's why were more upset.
It seems like since he's had his sustained push since debuting that's kind of died down a little bit.
Well, they also let him stop wearing the tennis skirt. So that was nice of them to do that.
Yes.
So that helps.
Compromised.
Yes.
Well,
Vince is not unreasonable.
That's not what the internet says. I'm very skeptical.
That's not what everybody who goes to AEW from WWE says. By the way, every champion in AEW not named Hikaru Shida came from WWE. So
right.
There you go. And you know, you talked about all the people that have taken their shots at WWE. I'll be perfectly honest. Every shot that's been taken at WWE and AEW has not come close to Cody Rhodes and the Sledgehammer to the Throne. That's still the best one.
Yeah. No, right. It's very symbolic.
Like it is.
Right. It totally told the world that they weren't going to compete with the WWE at all and that they weren't viewing them as competition. Look, no way.
We could talk for hours about how hypocritical everyone in AEW is. We could do it again.
It really was. Like, I really tried to, like, to be on that bandwagon and to give them that benefit of the doubt.
No. And the second he smashed that chair, I was like, fuck you, dude. By the way, do records matter now? Or do they ever matter?
They still put them on the screen.
Did they matter? Well, yeah, they put them on the screen, but do they matter?
They matter when wins and losses matter. Okay, I mean, when we go back, I screwed up my own throat patch to go down. Wins and losses don't matter, except when they matter. That's how wins and losses are in wrestling. AEW is no different than any other wrestling company, except they're not as good at it as some other wrestling companies. I would say that in terms of booking televised wrestling right now, and I won't count Ring of Honor or MLW because they're just now coming back, I would say AEW comes in third behind WWE and Impact Wrestling in terms of how they actually book their matches, book their storylines, and book their show.
Yeah. Can I tell you how weird it is that I could watch Impact no problem with no fans in –
mm-hmm.
And it's an enjoyable 2 hours. I actually watched. Yeah. I watched Impact this evening before the show.
Yeah.
By the way, I feel bad for the North. They got robbed today.
Yeah.
Uncool.
Yes. Yeah.
Shenanigans.
No, I did not like that ending, but you know, and I fucking love the North. Like that. Gosh,
bigger fan of the North than me. I mean, we interviewed Ethan Page 4 times. I think Josh Alexander once.
I'm twice. Just really jealous of Josh Alexander.
Yeah, we know. He married Jay Chung. You have a kid now.
Jealous.
It's over.
I know.
What are you jealous of? Closed.
Oh, it's Josh. Wife. Josh's wife. We've interviewed Jade as well.
We have interviewed Jay Chung, yes.
Where that was brought up.
Well, I don't think she was with him at that time.
Was she? She was not with him then?
Are you sure? I don't believe she was with Josh Alexander at the time. I think it was.
I mean, because that. I mean, I remember like we what brought that up was, or where how you introduced me to her was talking about Prince Nana dragging her around in a dog collar wrapped in a robe with your favorite. Did you ever get those t-shirts, by the way?
Nope.
Jimmy Rave.
Nope, haven't gotten them. Forgot about them yet again until you brought it up.
How many days in counting? Should we just have a count? Like a,
I have to go back and see. Hang on.
Clock that just keeps on going.
I should have a Jimmy Rave clock.
You should. speaking of Ring of Honor, Greg, you know how last week I said I was watching the greatest night in the history of our sport? Uh-huh. This week I'm watching the most overrated match in the history of Ring of Honor.
Which one?
Oh, you say it's really overrated.
There's so many options.
Joe is it versus the draw? Kobashi.
Oh, that is so overrated. You're right. Like, it's only like
you talk what, about how overrated that
9 minutes long. It's a bunch of chops. It's a Japanese fan's dream. The fans make that match. I mean, obviously, mm-hmm. like they do. But yeah, Joe versus Kobashi is. It's just yeah. It's like Hogan Andre. It's just like okay, like yeah. All right. Okay. Like Robert. It just doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't do it for me. Whatsoever. Yeah. Oh, jeez. I don't even know. So now I gotta like.
I'm gonna watch that match on mute just for you.
Oh, watch it on mute and see how great it really is at that point. But you can still see the crowd. The problem is I've seen it not on mute, so I can watch it on mute and I still hear Dave Prazak in my head and I still hear the Ring of Honor fans chanting things and you know.
Right.
I mean, Kobashi wins with an elbow, basically a Judas effect before it was a Judas effect. But yeah, it's just. And of course, Kobashi was going to win. I mean, come on. He wasn't going to put Joe over. Like, it's Kobashi. That's like when Liger wrestled Muda. Everyone knew Muda was going to win.
Right.
Come on.
Right. Well, speaking of Muda, God. Boy. It's so great that you brought this up. I listened to the DWI podcast this past Friday, and they talked about the upcoming Aldis versus Muda match.
Yep.
And how excited they were for that match. And I kind of wish I was on the show because I was like, but Muda's going to go over Nick Aldis and totally legitimize the NWA title belt.
I can honestly see that happening. I really could. I could see Muda going over.
In Japan? Like, that's where the match is taking place, right?
Yeah, and then there'll be a rematch here in the States. And yeah, I'm sure it's already in the works.
Like,
wait. Did Nick Aldis beat Mike Bennett today? Like, I mean, we have to clarify now. I mean, did
so anyway. Yeah. So
Miranda, you said you watched it. I saw the post on Facebook.
I'll look it up. I'm pretty sure that.
Wait a minute. Did you lie in your Facebook post where you said you were watching it?
I was, but then I had to get on here, so I was just missing the end of the main.
Okay.
My priorities, right?
It's true.
It is true.
Because we could have not done this show without you today.
Yeah.
Can't do this show without
you. You would have loved to.
Hey, I'm just saying he willingly spends an extra like hour plus with you. Can't do a 15-minute Triple H podcast with me.
It was going to be like 30 minutes, first of all.
Oh, 30 minutes. Yes. Sorry. The match will be 15 minutes, most of them, because of his entrance.
Unless we do shit like we're doing today. And then who the hell knows?
I don't know. Hey, so we got a winner on this match or what?
Yeah.
A winner is Nick.
We need our NWA correspondent, Miranda Morales, to let us know if a winner is Nick. LOL, Nick wins.
LOL, Nick Aldis is your winner.
Is he? Is that official?
No.
Is that the official report from Miranda Morales? So. Here, we'll play some music
for you. That's the official. This is how wrestling news works. Do I just say something and then it's fact? According to my sources, the winner... This match is likely to be. Raise the roof and have some fun.
Throw away the work to be done. Should put a clock on this. See how long it takes. Let the music play on. Do we have a winner yet?
I mean, the NWA has posted a picture on their Twitter feed of Aldis standing over a prone Bennett, but they actually don't have the winner listed.
Doesn't say hashtag end still like everyone likes to use.
No, it's they're clearly holding on to.
I mean, we all know who won.
Getting you to buy the show. Yeah, I mean, come on, give me a break.
LOL, Nick wins. That's, I mean, who else? Who else could it be? like it'd be big news everywhere if you know, if it went any other way. So
yeah, I agree. So anyway,
by the way, Nick Aldis won. I found it before Miranda did. Nick Aldis won. Nick Aldis defeated Mike Bennett to retain the NWA World's Heavyweight Championship.
Yeah, so probably again, you know,
your sources were correct. Yes, and then Nick Aldis probably promptly went to Twitter to complain. Probably went to Twitter to complain about Mickey James booking.
I was going to say wrestling news. It was so easy.
I mean, it's,
so while Miranda still looks for the results of the NWA show through her sources. what a show. What a show, man.
I know, right?
What are we 50 minutes in now?
50 minutes and 35 seconds.
Ah, shucky ducky.
You know what that means.
Quack,
all right, gentlemen, you have 3 minutes, and you better make it good.
We got 3 minutes, and we're out of here. The clock is ticking, and we're in the clear. We got 3 minutes, and we're out of here. We got 3 minutes, and we're out.
I'm going to do the actual 3 minute warning. I'm going to go back to the rundown, and I'm going to read the intro that I wrote, which part of it won't make sense because it related to what we were talking about before. But I'm going to read it as is, and then we're going to talk about 3 minute warning. Over the past few weeks, we have been treated to the elevation of Adam Pearce as an authority figure on WWE television. He is selling the role as a, wait for it, babyface character. Wow, that would mean a whole lot more if we actually did today's topic. But he's also knocking it out of the park. Patrick Riddell, we'll start with you. Thoughts on good friend of the program, Scrap Iron Adam Pearce, as an on-screen character in WWE?
Well, I mean, I texted you this morning to be like, can we talk about how great it is that Adam Pearce is an on-screen talent in some capacity, even though it just seems sort of odd. And
it does.
In the sense that it just like happened. Like one day, Adam Pearce is in charge.
And it started on SmackDown when they did the Battle Royal and he was there and everybody's yelling at him and he was just like, we're going to do this, you're going to do this, you're going to have Battle Royal. And next thing you know,
like suddenly Adam Pearce is running this bitch and we used to interview him all the time on the show. And so... Oh,
can I tell... That means I have to tell the Adam Pearce story. You know the Adam Pearce story. So
I do know the Adam Pearce.
The first time we interviewed Adam Pearce, one of the early interviews we had on the show, great time, whatever. Lots of fun. And then... A couple weeks later, we're getting ready to do the podcast, and I email the rundown to Patrick O'Dowd, and somehow I accidentally email it to Adam Pearce, and he replies, hey, I don't think this was for me. By the way, when are you having me back on your show? And I was like, someone wants to come back, and this is amazing. He came back four more times, and we got to put on Ring of Honor shows with Adam Pearce, and we still occasionally exchange emails, and Adam Pearce is fantastic. But I loved, so, I mean, obviously he was doing something with SmackDown. The episode of SmackDown where Vince McMahon made him go around and get everyone to sign the contract for the triple threat match at Payback, which he failed because he didn't get Roman Reigns to sign it. And he was Postman Pearce in the Firefly Funhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like he just played the role so well. And it's great to see because Adam Pearce was the quintessential heel. And I mean, he made, and I actually once commented on this, I don't know if it was a 411 Mania article or social media post, he was the impetus for Roderick Strong cutting a promo that was the best promo of Roderick Strong's life in Ring of Honor when they were somehow linked with whoever they were linked with at the time. But I also remember when the NWA had a big like 56th anniversary show or whatever, and Adam Pearce wasn't there because he was at a Ring of Honor show that we were at, during which he actually like revealed the NWA World Heavyweight Championship out of a bag, which he then defended in a double title match against Nigel McGuinness that ended, I think, in a double countout, because that's what we do in double title matches.
Right. That's right. Rocky III ending, baby.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. At least it wasn't Rocky IV. But exactly. We don't want anybody to die. But yeah, I am excited to see Scrap Iron Adam Pearce in this role. I have loved, obviously, a big fan of Adam Pearce, and seeing him get this opportunity. I knew that this was a thing when I saw an advertisement that Adam Pearce was a guest on The Bump. Because what producer is ever going to be a guest on The Bump? Like, Adam Pearce is, because he's now an on-screen character, and good for him. Like, he got to go out on his own terms. He chose when he was going to retire. He told us on the show that when he retired, no one would know until after it took place, and that's what he did. He didn't say it was going to be his last match when he wrestled Colt Cabana, but it was his last match when he wrestled Colt Cabana, and then he hung him up for good, and I wrote an article, and it made him cry, and it's because he, like, that's what he told me, but it's, and just to see him, you know, obviously just flourish in his role. I mean, he started off as a trainer at the Performance Center, and a year later moved up to the main roster and traveled, and just to follow all that along, and now to be that on-screen character, and one that people will have a good reaction to in terms of social media and everywhere else. And I know he's loving it because he's not a big social media guy, and he posts tons of pictures from his appearances on Raw and SmackDown. And good for him. Good for him for getting this.
Right.
It's kind of an era where we don't have authority figures, and so we're kind of getting them. You know, I mean, a couple weeks ago, Abyss did the greatest work of his career as an agent, as Chris Park. Although I was a big Joseph Park fan, we all know that. I just hate Abyss. He's still pretty sure he still has me blocked on Twitter. But I'm super happy for what's going on with Adam Pearce. Miranda, what do you think about Adam Pearce on screen character?
No, I really enjoy it, and I think it adds some structure to the show. In which, I mean, we've been going back and forth about this idea of authority figures, if they're needed, if they're not. And really, it's about how well they fit into the narrative, you know, of the stories that they're telling and their role and their presence. And I think Adam Pearce has done a really great job of that. I do think the highlight was when he was ordered by Vince to go around and get these signatures, and the way that he was able to adapt to each one of the competitors' environments. You know, it just seems like he just gets it. You could just throw him into any situation, and it just seems very organic for him.
Yep.
He knows how to respond. And that's actually been it's been an aspect that I don't think we have ever really gotten in a GM, to be honest. Which I think it makes it very unique. You have those who are super authoritarian and I'm, you know, the boss or whatever, you know, all these archetypes. But Adam Pearce seems like a different breed of GM or whatever, you know, even if it's not a super defined title. And I think it's needed now because we're in an environment where you don't have the same structure of a show as we're used to. And you need a little bit more of assistance in that storytelling and getting, you know, stories through, or just building connections between people. You know, sometimes a authority role can do a great, you know, wonders for that. So I think it's refreshing. I enjoy it. Let's keep on doing it. Good for you, Adam.
Exactly. Good for you, Adam Pearce. No one more deserving of the opportunity.
The other thing that I think that I wanted to say about Adam before you said goodbye on this, he is like this great blend of a traditional old school wrestling guy who also gets, I think, a lot of this because of his work at the Performance Center. Like, I think he gets just the talent and what the business is morphing into. And I think there's a few guys like that that don't get recognized a lot, that are working behind the scenes in ways that people don't recognize and just assume that Vince McMahon is doing everything. Like, and I think they forget the folks that are also there. Like, they're the other great mind that I would love to see somewhere do something big. And I think actually Jim Ross mentioned is Jamie Noble. I wish he could be an on-screen. I wish that his accent wouldn't prevent him from being put on television. Well, by Vince McMahon.
With Jamie Noble being on television again, is he was J&J Security. Tall. And he was J&J Security. So he's kind of already got that, you know, that character. And I don't think they'd bring Joey Mercury back. So, yeah.
Yeah, but I think you could package him.
You could. You
ship him off to SmackDown or whatever. Like, he's in a suit. He shows up. He's around.
He is. He definitely
and he's another one of those guys that is, people say, just great mind for both past and present wrestling.
Absolutely.
But that's what I think Adam Pearce brings to the table. That's just great to see him now be on screen as well as behind the scenes.
If they ever go back, and I'm sure they will, everything's cyclical in wrestling. If they ever go back to heel on screen authority figures, I really hope it gets to be Adam Pearce, because if you think he's good now, like, let him be a heel. Even if he were a manager, look, I love Arn Anderson and Tully Blanchard. If he were playing the role they're playing, he would be 10 times better than them. No offense to them, but he's also several years younger than them. But you make a good point, both of you. I think one of the reasons why it works so well for him is that he came up through the Performance Center ranks with most of the talent on television right now. So even though he wasn't wrestling, he was training, he was producing NXT when Finn Balor and Bayley and Sasha Banks and all them were on NXT. And if you go back and watch Breaking Ground, that a lot of that happened when he was still in NXT. And so he came up with a lot of that talent that's on there now. So I think that camaraderie, that familiarity, those relationships are there. And that's something else that's lent itself. He was probably in NXT with, you know, Bray Wyatt and you know, may have even had some overlap with Roman Reigns. I don't know. So it's very interesting to see, you know, him now come up through the way he did and where he is today. And I'm excited for it. I'm excited for him. And now think about when the Shield debuted, he wasn't there when Roman Reigns was there, but it's just good for you, Adam Pearce. Nobody more deserving. Yes, we're biased, but it's the Greg DeMarco show. We're allowed to be biased because it's my name on it. And I say we are allowed to be biased. Patrick O'Dowd at Wrestling Realist on the Twitter. Wait a minute. No, I can't do that because I haven't done the second commercial break yet.
Lucha-Masks.com by Pro Wrestling Revolution. Bringing you, in partnership with Masked Republic, the Lucha Brothers, as well as Japanese legend Ultimo Dragon. Go to Lucha-Masks.com and fight Lucha Strong with masks from your favorite Lucha legends and Pro Wrestling Revolution luchadores. Stay safe in style and represent your favorite luchador. Get yours now at lucha-masks.com, powered by Pro Wrestling Revolution.
This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
F-A-B-U-L-O-U-S.
At Wrestling Realist on the Twitter, it's WrestlingRealist. The Wrestling Realist, Patrick O'Dowd. Tell people what they have, if they haven't listened to Bandwagon Nerds yet, give them a quick 5-second preview of what they can hear.
You can hear us talk a little bit of football for a change, as it was week 1 of the NFL.
I said you had till 5.
That's true. DC Fandom Part 2 as well. Ha!
You got it in there. It's good shit. And I have to listen to it because I was told I have to listen to the first 10 minutes. So I always listen to it anyway.
Well, now you already know. I already told you all the things.
So. Yeah, I still want to hear it.
I'm sorry. I was proud of the show.
Are you? Okay, that's good. I'm proud of this show, and we didn't do shit. So that's, yeah, that's me.
Viva la raza!
She is on Instagram and Facebook because she is the Twitterless heroine. It's at the hashtag Miranda. Miranda Morales, what can people expect on the hashtag Miranda show this week?
Yes, so we are going to be talking about the
new... They're going to have to listen to it and find out because it's going to be nothing but a damn good time. My name's Greg DeMarco at Chair Shot Greg. We thank you for listening. For Patrick O'Dowd and Miranda Morales, we'll see you next week. And remember to always use your head.